Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You know what's annoying? When people listen to me. You know how we have sort of this unsaid rule that if there's something going on, that we should save it for the air? Because you can never recreate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it never, when you try to act it out, it's just never authentic, right? So everybody in my life is like that, right? Including Burt's Big Adventure, who I asked this morning, like, hey, did we sell the 441 tickets that we were begging people for yesterday just so we could have the biggest raffle that we've ever had in the history of Burt's Big Adventure? So I hit Molly up this morning and I'm like, so did we make it? What's the number? And she's like, don't you want me to tell you on the air?
Oh my God.
So I don't know. We'll know later on today.
All right. So Burt, it is time for another friend of the Burt Show to surprise you in studio. And Tommy, we managed to keep this one a surprise, too.
We did.
For now.
So far.
That old boy.
By the way, these shows need to slow the frick down because they are going by so fast. Like, the fact that we're already here at 8 o'clock Eastern time is blowing my mind. All right. So this is somebody who's been on the show numerous times. All right. He's also helped out with Burt's Big Adventure in big ways. He has one of the best senses of humor. We have subjected this poor man's palette to some abominations over the years with our cooking challenges and our cooking bets. Please welcome back to the Burt Show, celebrity top chef.
This is great.
Kevin Gillespie.
Kevin!
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you.
What's up, Kevin? How are you? What's happening, guys? So good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Huh.
What kind of breakfast do you bring?
It's too early for breakfast.
How are you, man?
It's getting older and fatter.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
I just recommended your restaurant to somebody yesterday.
Thank you.
I was at a party and she's dating this man who likes to take her to bougie restaurants and she's like, oh, I want to go to Gun Show. I was like, funny you should mention Gun Show. I know celebrity chef Kevin Gillespie. Have you tried Nadir yet?
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
He's not giving you a free meal though.
Please, I need help me eat.
Yeah. We're going to let the guy spend his money on bougie stuff.
Uh-huh. You really have always been here when we needed you, and especially for Burt's Big Adventure. I mean, it's been fantastic.
Honestly,
it was
an amazing opportunity. Like, I really think about that all the time. Like, to be able to provide a meal for that family, to be able to meet him, it was incredible. Like, it's an inspiring moment, and it's the real reason that I have stayed in this industry for so long is to be part of those kind of opportunities. So thank you.
I don't want to crap on your industry.
Please do.
But I think I'm going to.
Yep, here we go.
So my impression of chefs in your industry is that they're mostly untouchable, kind of have a God complex. Do you break the mold of that, or are chefs like all around the country as philanthropic as you are?
I actually think that there are a lot of chefs who are incredibly philanthropic. I think the issue is that we all have to build up this like hard shell to tolerate the constant criticism. Like that's the part that kind of gets, you know, it's just people are all day, every day telling you how you should be doing your job better. And so you sort of build this weird sort of distance. But in reality, I think that almost every chef really cares about what people that people come in there and they feel enlivened. And I know for a fact that restaurants donate more than almost anybody. We get knocked on the door all the time for donations and we're like, please go talk to your local dentist. They have more money than us. I promise you.
Even this is so interesting to me that even at your level that you still get bothered by criticisms.
Every day. Yeah.
Every day.
Honestly, yeah. And it's weird. It's like, this is my 30th year of doing this for a living. And it's built up over time. Because what I don't think people realize is that at a certain point when you've been doing it this long, and perhaps when you've been doing it in front of the larger lens, like, your own self-identity gets interwoven into your work. And so when people criticize your work, they're criticizing you as a person, and it hurts.
And I think, too, the longer you, like, obviously we've chosen things that we are very passionate about.
Right.
We're passionate about radio. You're passionate about food and cooking. And there also is something like this connection, right? So we connect with our words. You connect with your food.
Right.
So you're so incredibly passionate about it. So you would think, like, and, you know, we have talked about this, the older you get, the thicker your skin gets, the words don't hurt as much. But in actuality, because you continue to grow this love and fondness for what you do, sometimes those words hurt more the older you get.
you might get used to hearing the words, but
yes.
I think in time, like, they sting a little bit more. So I don't think I don't think that's weird or unique for anybody.
I think it's just a
lot of it.
You've touched on something that I've been telling these guys the last couple of weeks also, and I want to ask you a very tricky question here. I have been Burt Show Burt, or Radio Burt, for my entire life. So I'm so scared that, because I know that this is like my identity. Yeah, I'm a dad, but my identity is Burt Show Burt, that I'm sort of taking this leap to try to find out who that is, right?
Yeah.
Which sounds like a middle-aged crisis, but I don't think it is. It's just like, this is who I've been wrapped up in my entire life. Do I know how to live a life that's not performative? Do you question that? Like, if cooking goes away.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Not only do I question it, I have spent a lot of money with a lot of really good therapists to try to work through this idea. Because, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I sort of became, quote unquote, Chef Kevin on TV at 25 years old, you know? And that's a long time to live this idea of being someone that everybody thinks they know, and I know none of them. So, you know, there's this sort of backwards thing going on that a lot of people are like, oh, he's great. And I'm like, you're a stranger. I don't know you in the grocery store.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I think it's tough, man. But what I'll tell you is this, is that I think when you dig a little bit deeper, you'll recognize that Radio Burt or Chef Kevin, that the thing that made you special in people's lives doesn't go away when you stop doing that job. Like, that's the part that you have to sort of dig into, is that there's something that's allowed you to connect to people for so long, and that'll still be with you whether you're doing this every morning or not.
Do you know what I'm really looking forward to outside of Burt's Big Adventure, of course? Doing good things that I don't have to take credit for.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
It's just that now I can do it, and it's not that I'm proving to myself that I'm a good guy, but there's something even performative in that at times where I'm like, would I do this if I wasn't Burt Show Burt? And now I get to prove it to myself.
Yeah, I mean, I've said for a long time that the thing that bothers me most at this point in my career is that my name is still on the marquee, and I feel like the people who are doing the real work don't get any credit for it,
right.
And it really bothers me.
I feel like you could be doing, you're saying the exact same things I've been saying for 2 weeks.
We actually brought Kevin in for this therapy session.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, let me sit on the sofa over here. Let's chat about it.
He's going to charge you $250 after he leaves.
Yeah, exactly.
I do find it really interesting, because when you're going through this kind of thing by yourself, you feel like maybe your feelings and your thoughts are truly unique. But I've been listening to a lot of podcasts with celebs that are thinking about getting out of the industry, or influencers, and they're saying the exact same thing you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, like, you sort of crave that anonymity. You're like, hey, how neat would it be if I just, you know, went to the gas station and pumped gas and no one said anything at all to me?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I even got a message from somebody yesterday who is working for a doctor who is planning on retiring. And the doctor literally said to her the other day was, who am I outside of this office?
Right.
I don't know. So it's every industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually super, like, pumped about my next career. I'm planning on driving the L.L. Bean Bootmobile.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man.
I heard they need somebody, so I'm pretty pumped about it.
Well, you're pretty good at this radio thing. You can apply on Monday. We don't know what the hell's going on.
No. I'm way more interested in driving a really oversized, poorly aerodynamic boot around to festivals and talking to people about the beauty of galvanized rubber.
All right, so Chef Kevin Gillespie, who is a friend of the Burt Show, and over the years, I mean, do you remember, like, the first year, how long you've been coming in?
No,
and
I was trying to think about
food?
It this morning, like in the shower, which makes it sound kind of creepy, but
I like it. I like that you think about us in the shower.
Yeah, exactly. Every morning, guys. Every morning.
I'm going to miss that part. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I do remember some of the better bites, and I also, you know, remember the last. Oh, God, the last time.
That's what we're going to relive, Kevin Gillespie.
Excellent.
All right, so listen, this is one of my proudest radio moments that in all the years, Kevin has come in and tasted and judged our food and, like, ranked it, and we did all these cooking challenges over the years. I, Kristen Klingshern, was the only one that got him to spit it out.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah, you know, as I have gotten older, I've become more tolerant, but simultaneously, I've lost all filters. So
we didn't have to go way back for this one, but again, I was so oddly proud of this moment. So it was just last November that Kevin came in. We did another cooking challenge on the show, and the theme was influencer recipes, because cooking influencer and foodies on social media, they're rampant, right?
They just don't know when to stop. I watched somebody fry ice cream on a Blackstone yesterday, and I feel like I can't get that part of my life back.
Yeah, right? So we all brought in recipes, and I brought in one that was questionable at best, and we're going to relive that moment now.
Okay, before we eat it, like, there's a little buildup here. Let me just... Did we microwave this also?
I had to warm it up a little bit because I cooked it last night.
Oh, that's going to ruin the entire thing.
You microwaved hollandaise, like an egg and butter sauce, which is...
No, it's from the packet.
Oh, of course it is. Kristen, I didn't mean to give you the impression that I thought you were making homemade hollandaise.
It's from the packet.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Countdown or something?
I'm going center. I don't want to eat an outside piece. I'm just going to go in the dead... Wow, it's weirdly dense. Wait, what color was the banana that you started with? Did you get like a proper ripe banana?
I did. It was ripe. It was just a hair green.
Which means it's not ripe. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm going big bite too, because go big, go home.
Okay, here we go.
To use the bathroom.
For the first time ever, we've had Kevin in here. He refused to actually swallow it.
Okay. That was a bite. I bit down. Immediate release.
Release?
Yeah, that's...
You mean like it squirts?
Yeah, it's just like it... I didn't mean to. It auto-ejected. It's like when you feed the dollar bill in wrong into the machine and it spits it right back out at you.
That was the first. I do want to say this also, you used the term for her steak, but you used weirdly dense.
Yeah.
Which is what people have referred to Kristen as.
Interesting. Yeah. Right.
That was the banana wrapped in ham with a hollandaise sauce.
You know what? So I remembered the trauma, but I didn't remember the event. So thank you for letting me. I'm headed to my therapist after this now. So we have some new stuff to work through.
You have been so fun and so fantastic all these years. And thank you always being there for us.
Of course.
Can't think of any time at all where we asked you to be in or help out. And you said, sorry, just not available.
I'm just planning on showing up at your house on Thanksgiving and criticizing everything in person now.
Kevin Gillespie, great having you.
Thanks,
in.
Guys.
Thank you for making the time. It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
So those of you that have been in Atlanta for a long time, you know the name Jimmy Barron, who is on Morning X and just kind of legendary radio show here in Atlanta. And he and I are friends, and he's also my real estate agent. Hits me up with a text yesterday, just said, very heartfelt and compelling stuff this week. You doing okay? And I wrote, I'm a bag of emotions, happy and sad at the same time. How's that even possible? And he wrote back and he said, it's exactly what I'd expect. My guess is this is one of those things where the buildup and anticipation is so much more intense and emotional than once you've said goodbye. When I left radio, one of the reasons I didn't miss it so much was because I knew I had left it all on the field. I didn't feel I had more to do. And he writes, Bert Show, you've left it all on the field. Aww. And then some.
Oh,
that's sweet.
That's very sweet.
And then he just dropped off some packing tape.
Because we're all getting the hell out of Dodge.
It makes sense from a realtor to give packing tape, right?
Yeah.
And because, I mean, because again, we're already fighting over stuff apparently here at the station that we want to take.
Abby, you can have all six rolls.
We're just going to duct tape you to that chair. See you Monday. We're back. The Bird Show returns. All right,
what's next?
Okay. We are all like, the way these shows are flying by, like there are days, we love our job, right? Like we love what we do, but there are days when we were looking at the clock and we're like, how is it only 7 o'clock? I feel like we better. These shows have flown by. So I came across, as I've been doing digging and, you know, just looking for stuff, I came across this video from 5 years ago. And we have to play it with, I just want you to get, again, the proper accolades for what this show has accomplished for the last 25 years. So now 5 years ago, we were in a global pandemic. And it is crazy to remember that we did this show from home for like over a year.
We never missed a show. Everything shut down, we all went out and we got either gaming headphones or just used anything that we could from our house. The shows, the audio of it was terrible. But at the end of the day, we never missed one show.
So I have this video of all of us on Zoom and all this, you know, all of us sitting there. And at some point in time, you started coming back in studio. Tommy was always here. God love him. He was destined to get the COVID.
I loved it. Nobody was here. Yeah. It was just my playground. All me, myself, and I.
But so because 2020 was like such a virtual year, you literally had to do everything virtually for students, for work. Something major happened that year, and it was a virtual ceremony. But we couldn't let you not go. We couldn't let it go without acknowledging you properly. And September of 2020 is when you got inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. And we did a very special induction ceremony for you via Zoom on the Bert Show.
Bert Show family, tomorrow, Bert Weiss officially gets inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. So welcome to your Bert Show induction ceremony. It's my honor and pleasure to introduce you to the latest Georgia Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Bert Weiss. Bert kicked off his career in San Diego. He started at KCBQ and KSON. After falling in love with the industry, he took the leap and traveled across the country to work at WRQX in Washington, D.C. After making his mark on the Jack Diamond Show, Bert then took his talents to KHKS in Dallas to work for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's there he found a mentor and kid and forged a friendship that would last a lifetime. After years of being a sidekick, Bert was ready to take the helm and host his own show. It was Brian Phillips, the PD of Q100, who took a chance on Bert, who had no hosting experience. The Bert Show on Q100, now Q99.7, in Atlanta, signed on for the first time in 2001. That chance paid off, as 19 years later, the Bert Show is still dominating the airwaves in Atlanta with exemplary ratings and is now syndicated in 23 markets. Bert was adamant about not only making his mark on air, but making his mark off air and in the community. In 2002, Bert reached out to his mentor, Kid Craddock, to get his blessing to start his own nonprofit, mirroring what Kid had created with Kid's Kids. Bert's big adventure, an all-expenses-paid 5-day trip to Walt Disney World for children with chronic and terminal illnesses and their families, was established that same year by Bert and Stacy Weiss. In 2003, Bert's Big Adventure took its first trip and has grown ever since. In 18 years, Bert's Big Adventure has taken 230 children with chronic and terminal illnesses, plus their families, to Walt Disney World. The reunions began in 2008, bringing the families and kids back together four times a year to rekindle friendships and maintain a sense of community. The Fairy Godparent Program was started in 2010, ensuring every time a Bert's Big Adventure child was in the hospital, they received a visit. Over the years, Bert has witnessed a child walk for the first time, speak for the first time, and touch sand for the first time. Parents and loving caregivers have said before Bert's Big Adventure, they felt alone, isolated, or forgotten. Now they feel like they belong again, like they have a family who understands and shares their challenges. You would think starting his own nonprofit would be enough, but Bert Weiss always strives for more. There's been numerous moments over the years where the Bert Show has made a lasting impact. Like the Big Thank You, a letter-writing campaign to send a handwritten letter thank you to every man and woman serving overseas at Thanksgiving. One year, so many letters were collected, First Lady Michelle Obama called to congratulate the Bert Show. Another moment would be donating backpacks full of school supplies to every child in Georgia displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Another moment would be marrying a same-sex couple during Atlanta's Pride Parade and subsequently receiving the Leon Allen and Winston Johnson Community Leadership Award from the Human Rights Campaign. Like the laughter, the awards have been plentiful over the years. There's a laundry list of them, and all of them rightfully earned. A few are 2011, Atlanta's Top 100 Most Influential People. 2012, Year's Best Award from the GLAAD Leadership Council. 2012, Community Quarterback Award for Volunteerism from the Atlanta Falcons. 2013, Be Greater Atlanta Award from the Atlanta Hawks. 2014, Playmaker Award from Roddy White's Keep the Faith Foundation. Best Morning Radio Show in Jezebel Magazine, 2012, 2013, 2016. Best Morning Radio Show, Reader's Picks and Creative Loafing, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2010, 2012, 2014, 2015, 2016. And now here we are in 2020, honoring a man who has created a radio legacy that has earned him a spot in the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bert Weiss into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
You're the best, man. You're just amazing. I have forgotten most of those things. Kristen keeps putting a mirror up to me the last 2 weeks, and I have forgotten most of those awards and a lot of those accolades. And again, I'm going to tell you that that is built up over 25 years. It's a lot of staff members that have been in and out of here that was for also. But thank you for making me take a look at all this, because I would have run right past it.
I know you would have.
You're fantastic.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, man. It's the Bert Show.
Show.
So we're not going to be able to find the one highlight of the 25 years of Bert Show that I wanted more than anything else.
Hot Pocket.
The Hot Pocket controversy. Damn it.
Yeah. I'm thinking one of the people involved came in here and scrubbed our system.
Must have. I went through everything in 2011 and 2012, and it is not in there.
So how do we explain this really quickly to Abby, what the Hot Pocket incident was?
Okay, I love you. We have so much we have to get to.
Okay, we can wait. We can wait. We got plenty to do tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Let's hold on to that, because I really want to get to Kobe Mack, and I really want to get to the two people who are on the line.
Okay, well, I already know who one of them is, because one of these boneheads ruined the surprise by putting his name up last break.
What?
What are you talking about?
Miguel's on the line.
Miguel?
It's Miguel.
No, that was a listener.
Oh, okay.
Who had called in, just wanted to say goodbye, because when we did the Who Do You Know Famous, we would give him our special hotline number.
Okay.
So Miguel knew he could get in that way. I told him to call back a little later and I'd get him in.
So you thought it was Miguel from Miguel and Holly.
Yeah, because he sent me this long, beautiful text yesterday that... I thought that maybe he was calling in.
At first, I thought it was Miguel the singer.
Kobe Mack, people have been asking about you, dude.
Yo, what up, Bert Show fam? How we living?
Man, people have been hitting me up going, is Kobe Mack going to call in? I had to reach out to him and go, dude, where you been? People want you on the air more than they want me. How you been, man?
Man, I've been fantastic. I'm in sunny Central Florida right now, living it up, enjoying a little less humidity, but sad to hear you're retiring, but ultimately happy for your next endeavor.
Thank you. I don't know what that next endeavor is except happiness. Joy, happiness, and sleeping.
Listen, when I was at one of my low points during this time that I've been listener, right? I've been a listener for a little over 10 years. It was great to be able to have the Burt Show to lean on in the morning and kind of reflect on and podcast. And honestly, man, I need to clap it up for you because if I were to give you an award on your way out, I got to say that you get the award for making, like, having an ex-wife be cool. I love the way that you've navigated that relationship, and it's made things easier on my little divorce.
Aww. Thank you. I'm very proud of where Stacey and I are and how we've co-parented, man. So if you got something out of that, dude, I sure appreciate it. I know that there was a time here, Abby, where Kobe Mack was calling up like every segment. He had something to say, and he was so good that people were like, where's Kobe Mack? Why don't you just make him a co-host? So what are you doing with your life now?
I moved kind of like in my battle for like refining myself post-divorce. I moved out to L.A. I have been a professional film and TV critic for a number of years, and you know, it's been a great life. It's a really expensive hobby. It doesn't make me a lot of money, but I'll take the social clout when it comes in, being able to access some movies a little bit early. But I love storytelling. I love characters. And the Burt Show and the Burt Show fam, you're some of the greatest characters. Burt, Kristen, Cassie, Tommy, Rebecca, Katie. Like, it's great. I mean, I was the, like, second coolest black guy that would call to the Burt Show. Mo was actually on the show, so he had me up there. But, you know, it's good now.
Look, man, you've been with us for a lot of years, man, and I'm so glad that you checked in. I know you're on Instagram, so tell people where they can catch up with you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. Yo, if you want to follow your boy, I need to be a bit more disciplined, but I am on all the socials at Colby Told Me. That's KolbyToldme. So when they ask you where you heard it from, you can tell them Colby told me.
All right. It wouldn't have been complete without you calling in, man. Thank you.
Hey, I'm glad that I can complete you.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, now what?
All right, so.
I'm saying that a lot the last couple of days. Now what's coming
okay,
up?
Okay, you asked for this, sir.
And I should have known that you were going to go over the top.
Duh. My middle name should be Extra, and because, you know, call me Guac, whatever. So we have two people who need to have a word with you.
Oh, really? We're going to fight?
Yes.
Okay.
We have two people that want to have a word with you. And we open the floor to all the parents of Burt Show members that are upset with you because you are retiring and leaving their children flailing, not knowing what they're going to do. So the first guest we have coming on to give you, sir, the finger wag and the what for is Abby's mother, Carrie.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay.
Carrie, let him have it, girl. Let him have it.
Well, good morning, everyone. And yes, I remember how excited we were for Abby when she got the call and we knew she was going to Atlanta, and she's made such a wonderful life there with her big fat cat and her precious other little cat and her walks around the park. And now you're kicking her to the curb.
Yeah, I totally screwed her, huh?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, brought her in here, made this nice life for her, and sorry, it's over.
And now she's going to be stuck with us in Tampa until who knows when.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough break.
What do you have to say for yourself, sir?
I did not know that I was going to be taking off when Abby joined this show, but I can tell you this, and I know that you listen to the podcast, you listen to the show religiously, so I'm just going to say to you what I've already said to Abby, and I've said it publicly also, I do not worry about her. You have raised yourself a daughter that is so capable and has one of the best work ethics that I have ever worked with. And I know from this side of radio what hosts want, and what they want is Abby. And it is just a matter of time before somebody, a position opens up, because she's talked to like all the studio heads already. So it's just a matter of time before the perfect situation opens up for her and she will grab it. I do not worry about your daughter, and that has a lot to do with you.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's funny because that I use that phrase with my husband a lot with Abby. I just don't worry. I mean, I worry about her as a mom, but in terms of her future, I don't worry about her. But I would like to thank you, all of you. I'm going to cry for, you know, giving her this opportunity. And Kristen and Cassie, I think I expressed this to you before, for, you know, being women mentors to her, and role models. And I know, and I hope that will continue. Mm-hmm. And the youth group she loves and mm-hmm. is going to miss the day to day, but thank you, Bert, for, giving her this opportunity, because I know she is going to be fine and go on and do wonderful things.
Look, we've done a lot of great things here on this show that I'm very, very proud of. But your daughter made this a better show. Mm-hmm. You made the Bert Show a better show, Abby.
Thanks. For the love of God, agree. Someone please worry about me. Somebody other than myself, worry about me.
You didn't know your mom was calling today?
I had an inkling she was calling.
What are you crying about?
Well, because when she starts getting all teary, it makes me teary.
Thank you for calling. I am sorry for just ruining, just torturing your daughter. And her life right now.
All good. I appreciate you.
All right, Carrie. See you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, that's getting chewed out once. We're going back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's my pleasure to bring back to the Bert Show my mother, who would like to have a word with you, okay. sir.
All right.
The one and only Sheila Klingshern. Hey, Mama.
Good morning.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Let it fly. Let's go.
Give it to him, Mom.
Well, first of all, good morning, Bert from Kentucky.
Hi.
And I'm sorry this is not Miguel. Sorry to disappoint you. But just how y'all doing?
Well, yeah, let's ask.
Not good.
Okay.
Not good, Sheila. Not good.
Exactly. No, I wanted to call to congratulate you on your retirement, but I wanted to also ask you, what about my daughter?
Yeah. What about your daughter? I'm saving a lot of my words for your daughter tomorrow, and they're all good, I assure you that. But what about your daughter? I wish I knew. She knows way more than I do, and she's been holding it very, very close to the vest. Again, another woman I don't worry about.
But like Abby, I want to be worried about.
For the love of God, somebody be worried about me.
Well, when Kristen told me about your retirement and the end of the Bert Show, I've cried and I've worried every day since. I haven't slept through the night. I've aged 5 years. I'm old and I can't afford that. So thanks for
that. You are so welcome. excuse me, you know this about Kristen, but we were going through a weird time on the Bert Show, and we needed somebody to lighten things up in here a little bit better and be a spark plug. And your daughter has done that now for, is it 14 or 15 years?
14.
14 years. She was exactly what I hoped she had been. She brought a, like Abby did, a boldness to this show and a sense of humor to this show. And I've got to save some of this for tomorrow. I have nothing to say, but she's so much more than a co-host to me. She is one of my best friends, and I am proud to be in her orbit.
Well, she loves you. Right now, I can't understand why. But anyway, if Kristen has to move across the country for her next job, I hope Kristen and Bart have you explained to Jimmy why he has to leave his home, his school that he loves, his incredible crew of neighborhood kids, mm-hmm. and Granny and Grandma and Grandpa Mattingly. If you could just hang in there for another 5 years, that's all I'm asking. Five more years, got till tomorrow to make that decision. Because Jimmy will be old enough to tell his mom and daddy, I'm not going to L.A. I'm staying here.
He will be coming to me and saying, hey, thank you for pulling me away from all those guilt trips my grandma used to give me.
Well, you know, the Bert Show is family, and they're my family. And Tommy's never been anything but nice, kind, and respectful towards me. I couldn't love Cassie more than if she were my own daughter. Aww. That beautiful child has been through enough in these past years, and now you're taking the Bert Show away from me.
That's true.
I told Mom to lay it on thick.
Yeah, she's getting chewed out here, man.
She was doing good.
Well, I know Miguel's got to call in, so I got to call.
Sheila's really good talking to you, and your daughter is going to be great. That I can assure you.
What about her other daughter?
You, I'm not so sure. You, I can't promise
any
anything.
Any final words, Mama?
Yes, if my daughter ends up on the other side of the country, I want to publicly thank you for your donation of frequent flyer miles.
I wouldn't worry about all that. I would. I promise you, you're not going to have to worry about all that.
Well, all right, but then I wish you and every member of our virtual family a future filled with love, happiness, and success. I know they'll hit the ground running and set the world on fire. I love all of you. God bless and keep all of you.
Thank you, Mama. Thank I love you,
Sheila.
You too.
Sheila.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, gentlemen that are listening right now, when you're if you're single and you're thinking about proposing to your girlfriend, I want you to take two things from this. A, it's all about the details, man. All they want is to know that you were thinking about them and that you catered your engagement to who they are. That's the first thing. The second thing is you can never do as good as Chad did. Never.
That's because he waited like 10 years of dating to do it. So I feel that perhaps I was owed. But I remember it was one morning I was in August sitting in studio and someone who was working the front desk came in and said, these were for you. It's with some flowers and an envelope. And they said, your boyfriend just pulled up in a suit and dropped these off. And they thought it was really weird. And I'm like, it is weird that he didn't come in. Not weird that he's in a suit because he wears one to work every day. But it is weird that he's not already at work. And so I was like, what is going on? And I open it and it's this beautiful letter detailing a scavenger hunt that I'm about to undertake. And he has designed a game combining my two favorite things, which is Monopoly. Yeah, I'm that person. I love Monopoly. And scavenger hunts called Cassopoly. And he made custom Monopoly dollars that said Cassopoly on it. And then I had to go from place to place and I would get the clue for the next place at the first place I went and went on a scavenger hunt around Atlanta that was all about places we had been or had some kind of moment. So like, the first stop sent me
to... Oh, don't say, because we're going
we're playing the audio.
Playing the whole thing.
And so, and
when
of
are you going to learn how to do radio?
I wasn't sure they were working around the clock. Okay. But I remember, and then, of course, in true Chad fashion, he knew that I wouldn't be able to keep my greedy little hands off social, so he went ahead and gave me permission. He's like, share the whole thing on social. Go for it.
Oh, my God, Abby. We were, like, refreshing Cassie's Insta story, like, incessantly, because once we figured out what was going on, we're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it was so fun to, like, watch and just, like, from afar.
Everyone quiet. My show is on. Yes.
Oh, my God. And it was just the most incredible, well-thought-out journey that I could have never even imagined doing this for myself. And it really was so beautiful.
It's not just that Cassie got engaged over the weekend. It's how Cassie got engaged over the weekend. It all starts on Friday in studio during the show, right?
Yes. So I get a text from Chad just after the show that says, send an intern down now, please. I have something to give for them to give to you. Izzy runs down there and brings me back an envelope. And I'm looking at this envelope. I'm like, what is this? And it just says, admit one on the front in his handwriting. That's all it says. So now I'm thinking, oh, this is so cute. They're not flowers. He got tickets to some show. And we're going to go like, see, I don't know, a musical or a concert. We're going to have a date night. How adorable.
You guys are going to go to Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Yay. I mean, it's romantic.
Right.
But still, it's a thought that counts and the surprise and the suspense and it's out of the norm and I love it. So I open it and then I see a folded up piece of paper that's printed on it, Cassopoly.
like Monopoly, but Cassopoly. Monopoly is my favorite game. I love Monopoly. I'm the weirdo who finishes it.
She was like a little kid opening this envelope. Okay. She's like, look at this. What do you think this means? And then she has that like patented Cassie grin right. on her face.
Yeah, you can see it on Instagram, right?
As she opens it and she's reading it and she's like, ooh, a game.
What did it look like? Was it like a Monopoly dollar bill kind
of thing? It looked like Monopoly money, and it was bright orange, and instead of Monopoly, it said Cassopoly on it. And there's an instruction sheet and a property. Like you would have the cards, you know, when you play Monopoly, you have different properties that you collect. There's one property on it. And at this point, I kind of put engagement in my head as something that wasn't going to happen for me. And that was okay because I had decided I loved him, and that's why I was with him, but I just didn't think I was going to be the girl who got proposed to. Like, that was just not my journey in life, and that's how that was going to happen.
Yeah, we'll all agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Kind of picked up by some of the things you've said the past 6 years.
I don't want to get my hopes up, basically. So it says, admit one. There's only one player. It's me. There's a strict time limit in all caps. I must begin at exactly 12 noon, departing your place of work. Then he knows me so well. He says, social media recording, streaming, photography, and video is encouraged and permitted.
Oh, wow.
Obviously.
Okay.
He said the primary goal is to collect all the properties in a single color block, just like in Monopoly. And then to obtain the properties, I have to go to the location of the deed that I received most recently, which, remember, he gave me one in the initial envelope.
Yep.
And I have to walk into that establishment and say really loudly, I'd like to buy a property, and shout that out in the middle of the establishment. And then apparently somebody will come up to me and I have to pay using the dollars that he's, the Cassopoly dollars, I have to pay for the next property. I didn't tell you guys, but in the initial letter, he has told me the next stop is the last stop in the end of this hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit in my car and I fix my makeup. My time.
Mentally prepare.
I know I got to be done by 2 p.m. for some reason because he said start at noon, but you must be done by 2. But it's okay if you're done earlier, but 2 p.m. cut off.
And what time is it at this point right now?
1 o'clock by this point.
He could be waiting there for you for hours. So as long as you're there by 2, it's all good.
Yeah, I think he built in a lot of time so I could sit with the pizza and then sit and have a drink, but I skipped the drink because I was nervous and I didn't want to drink a big beer on an empty stomach and drive like that. No, no bueno. We don't do that. So I fix my makeup and I'm driving by the next stop, which is pretty much across the street on this really special section of town where we used to walk our dogs all the time. It's one of my favorite parts of the city, really close to my heart. And
oh, he's taking you to all your memory spots.
Yeah, they are all the memory spots. And this place, it's a popsicle stand called King of Pops. I'm driving by and there's no parking. There's no parking and I'm kind of shaking because I feel like this is it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to turn this corner and he's going to be there right across from King of Pops in the little open, like, grassy area, the grassy knoll. I wonder if there will be balloons or if there will be people. Like, what is it going to look like? I turn and there's nothing. There's nothing there and there's no parking. So I keep going and I'm like, maybe he's inside. There are some warehousey like spaces in here. There's a restaurant. Like, maybe it's all inside. I keep driving. Then I see a car that looks exactly like Kristen's car, which you have, like, there are multiple of your car on the road, but still, I don't see them that often. And I'm like, oh my God, is Kristen here? This is it. This is really happening. All my friends and family are going to be inside. Like, oh, he didn't think there was going to be parking. I just ruined my own proposal surprise because I saw Kristen's car, but I don't recognize any of the other cars. Like, it's going like warp speed in my head, right? So I circle the block a couple times, find a spot, pretty sure it wasn't illegal to park there, and I walk up to the counter, and the way they work is it's basically a window in the wall that you slide back, and I say, I'm on a scavenger hunt. She goes, oh my God, we've been waiting for you. And the whole office turns around to look. So I pay. She gives me a chocolate sea salt, like popsicle, and another envelope.
Another envelope?
Another envelope.
Okay.
No Chad. No Kristen. No. No family and friends. Just another envelope. So at this point, I'm like, well, I'm ahead of schedule. I knew there were 4 stops. I'm going to sit down in the sunshine and enjoy this popsicle and not open this last envelope.
Yeah, no, and that's when she was driving everybody on her Insta story crazy. Because I'm like, could this girl eat a popsicle any slower? You need to move it.
So I got the property deed to King of Pops and it goes, rent a few delicious calories, right? So the next stop on Cassopoly is nearly across the street. A hop, a skip, and a jump will get you a tasty frozen treat. So remember, I'm reading this when I'm at the little boutique grocer. And another clue, but whatever could be next? The question simply has me positively vexed, right? So then I open the envelope. And this is the other one that's saying King of Pops. And then it goes, at long last, a sweet treat, best enjoyed in summer heat. So there's an orange slip in this one. It's not a property. It's a chance card.
Oh, this man is good.
He is. I mean, every step of the way.
So, you know, when you play Monopoly, you have some of the squares are chance, and it's always something good or bad.
Oh, because you're going to take a chance on love.
This chance card, because there was a chance card in the envelope as well, explains it better than I. Cassopoly has expanded. You're going to fly.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
So on the chance card, it says, the dogs are boarded, the house is locked, your bag is packed. Don't look so shocked. Instead, look under the back of the very first clue to find the plane ticket waiting for you. Except he scratched it out and said, check your email, because he knows I would have seen it earlier.
So he's done, I mean, he has cleared everything. The dogs are taken care of. He's packed your bags. So now all you have to do is go to the airport.
Yes, which now explains the 2 p.m. cutoff time, because I need to get to the airport for 3:27, which is when the plane takes off.
Do you know where you're going at this point?
Well, I opened my email, and I'm looking at my email, and...
Are you shaking? Like, as you're holding your phone, pulling up your email, are you shaking?
Yeah, because now I'm really shocked. Because kind of the whole time, I was like, maybe he is going to break up with me, and people got in my head. And this is really elaborate way of like, hey, I decided I don't want to put up with you anymore. You're the worst person on the world, like, and break up with me.
Talking crap about me on the radio for six years? This is the way I'm going to get back at you.
With it.
Now I know there's a plane ticket involved. I'm like, that's way too much money to invest in a breakup. So he says, final clue. What do you do with the four properties? Well, you build a hotel. That's what you do in Monopoly, right? You trade in the four properties and you build a hotel. Yours is called the Virgin Chicago. You have to get there to claim it. This last step will require you to get from O'Hare Airport to the Virgin. Your solo first class ticket is below. Trust me. I packed virtually everything you own. I boarded the dogs. All you need to take to the airport is a smile. Hop to it. Flight leaves at 3:27. I love you more than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, I get you.
Thanks. So now, all right, now a first class ticket and an I love you in the same email. Oh, it's on.
Well, the I love you was nice because I've been texting him and trying to call him and he's not answering texts or phone throughout this whole game because I want to be like, oh, I'm having so much fun. And he's like radio silent. And the entire way, the flight, the train ride, which was like 40 minutes, all of it, I'm like, I'm not going to be one of those girls who doesn't remember what he says. Like, I have had hours to prepare for this. Of course, I'm going to focus on every minute. And all I remember is something about, I've loved my life of adventures with you, and I want many more adventures with you. And he has the ring out, and he gets down on one knee, and he asks me to marry him right then and there. And I didn't expect it to be right when I walked through the door. And I'm in this room, and there's champagne. There are picturesque windows with this like skyline of Chicago. We're surrounded by it. He is in a suit, and he looks flawless. Down on one knee in this beautiful, beautiful ring. And I'm staring at it. And I'm like, of course. Yes, 100%. And then we sit there. And I'm like, you got to put the ring on my finger, babe. Like, I'm not going to take it out of the box. You got to do that part too. I know you did everything else, but you got to do that too. Yeah. So he puts the ring on my finger. And that's that.
That's plenty. Good God.
Oh, man. What did your parents say?
Oh, they knew. He asked for their blessing, which I never thought he did.
When did he do that?
He convinced me to go down to take a beach trip to see them when they were at the beach, and he asked them then, which I thought was weird because he hates the beach, but I'm like, all right.
Well, that is amazing. Dang, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ooh, if I were you dudes, if your women are listening right now, I would put some space between her engagement and your engagement. A couple of months or she forgets about the whole thing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Amanda Proctor. How's it going?
Hello, Amanda. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to call in and say thank you for the small business segments that y'all did. I was one of the small businesses. Y'all helped my pottery business. I'm the one who made your pet portrait mugs.
Girl, I drink out of that mug all the time with my sweet baby boys on it. Willie, Boone, Leroy, and then Parker Jones on the back. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just love the show. I listen to the show while I do my pottery, and I'm ugly crying here thinking about it ending. So, but been listening since I was a girl. My mom and sister used to play the Q99.7 or Q100 back then.
Yeah.
So definitely a P1. Just want to say thank you.
Look, that brand of us being on Q100 is so strong that there are articles being written about our history that are still referring to us as the Burt Show on Q100. And it hasn't been that in how long?
It's a decade.
Right, it's been a decade now. But thank you for being with us on the entire journey from over there to over here. We really appreciate it. Thank you for the loyalty.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Bert and Kristen, and Abby's been great. Love her. So I hope to see y'all go far, and good luck with all your travels, Bert.
Thank you.
Thank you for my mug, too. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
All right, Amanda, take care. A lot of you guys have been leaving a bunch of really, really nice messages.
Hi, Bert Show. It's Lisa. This message is for Willie T. For Tommy, would be a possibility if he could do farewell rap or a recap of the Burt Show. I really miss those. So hopefully this message won't get lost in the sea of the messages. But thank you for the years of fun radio listening. And good luck to everyone in the future endeavors. Bye.
Hey, Burt Show. Look, I don't ever usually call any type of radio station whatsoever, but when you guys came to Fort Wayne, I started listening, and I was really kind of upset when you guys left Fort Wayne, but then I just started listening to you on Spotify, and you've been a part of my afternoon rides ever since then. I was really pissed off when I heard you guys were ending it, but you know what, Bert, I get it. I'm a traveler too, so thank you guys for sticking around as long as you did. Also, KK and Abby in the morning should be next. Tell Cumulus that. Bye.
Kia ora koutou, Bert Shofano. Yes, I'm calling all the way from New Zealand. I wish I could say I'm a P1. I discovered you in August 2021 and you quickly became my listening go-to each day. Kristen, I hope you're getting a kick out of someone from the other side of the world calling and talking to you all. Bert, I'm thrilled to pieces you're coming to visit Aotearoa, land of the long white cloud. Make sure you learn how to do the East Coast wave, but most of all, have a blast. Kathy, really going to miss your perspective on things. Tommy, if I ever visit the US, I'm going to have to go and visit a Buc-ee's. I've heard so much about it from you. Abby, there are great things in store for you. The journey is just starting. Seriously, I have loved and learnt so much by listening to The Burt Show. You have a great balance of silly and serious. Sharing each of your perspectives has been so thought-provoking and helpful. There's a Māori proverb that goes like this. He a te mea nui o te ao. He tangata, which translates to, what's the most important thing in the world? People, the people, the people. And that's exactly what you've all embodied every single day. Ngā mihi nui, big thank you. Araha nui to you all, big love to you all. Take care, gonna miss you. Bye.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Aww.
That is
sure,
really
you don't
want to
change your mind. That might be the first time we've ever been called thought-provoking.
I have had seconds of doubt.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Gonna need you to have some minutes. Maybe 4 hours of doubt.
Maybe a contract extension of a year of doubt.
3 hours of doubt, please. Three years.
Let's talk about Fort Wayne. Let's talk about the affiliate markets here for just 1 second. 2 seconds, actually.
Let me correct him. We didn't leave Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
They kicked us out. Sure.
Fort Wayne left us, that's for sure. So yesterday, I sent a text message to Kristen because I've been posting old school pictures of the Burt Show up online. And I said, hey, Kristen, can you send me some pictures from your time on the Burt Show? And I just want to recite to you guys the pictures and text that she sent with me to me, which will go up on my Instagram today. And you're going to catch a reoccurring theme here, Abby.
You're welcome.
But here's a really beautiful picture of Kristen with a listener in Birmingham.
That was a station employee.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, not after you got there.
Nope.
Because the text underneath it is my market visit to Birmingham, and then all capital letters, canceled. Here's another picture.
Mm-hmm.
A dude with a B98.7 tank top on.
Yeah, he's actually a member of 98 Degrees.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but yes.
Dude.
Yep.
So there's that picture. My market visit to Salt Lake City, capital letters, canceled. There's another one in a crowd of people here. My market visit to Indy, canceled,
yeah,
she writes.
That's when I went and represented the Burt Show in the Pride Parade at Indy.
My market visit to D.C., soon after, canceled. My market visit to Nashville, capital letters, canceled. My market visit to Lexington, her hometown, capital letters, canceled. And then I wrote back, and you finally made it happen here, too. That is a remarkably consistent track record.
I may not be talented in some areas, but I am very much talented in others.
I am going to say this again tomorrow morning on the air sometime earlier, because I think I might have said it here before. there is going to be a real opportunity, a real enthusiastic opportunity for morning shows to be filling our slots in different cities. And I can tell you from this end, it is so exciting to get into a new market, for somebody to say to you, hey, we think your show is good enough to be in our city. Please do mornings here, right? Those people are going to be ecstatic. I am just asking you guys, give them a chance. And while they want to be hired, they wouldn't be hired if we weren't taken off. So please don't leave nasty messages for whomever they're going to be. I don't even know who people are taking a look at, but I do know that we have been the show that has replaced other shows in other markets, and how excited we were, and the tidal wave of complaints right off the bat really take away from the experience, because you're so excited to be in a new city. So I'm just saying that, please just give them a chance and don't make nasty comments like, you guys aren't the Bird Show. Pridefully, they're tough shoes to fill, you know, and we've been around in a lot of these cities for a very long time. I'm thinking about Charleston right off the top of my head, man.
We love our 95SX.
Oh, my God. So supportive all these years. I don't know who they're bringing in. I have no idea. That's such a great radio station, though. It's such a legendary radio station that I'm sure they're going to make the right decision. Whoever that is, give them a shot. Give them a shot like you gave us a shot. I know you were pissed when we first got in, and things turned out okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.